This is Sumner, 863-7914, Bell System Step. Sumner can call from Auburn to Tacoma, quite a few different prefixes, so there's all kinds of weird digit absorber patterns here, and a bunch of different numbers to dial and just get into regular things. Haven't been able to find a test number series yet. 411 is information. 411 something else just gets you into some prefix or other. 611 is repair service. 61 something else just gets you into some prefix. 611, by the way, goes through with a clunk clunk. One sometimes doesn't go in at all. All it does, it goes in with a clunk clunk. Four, five, or seven is the first digit. All get exactly the same thing. They all click in right away to a long distance sounding thing that I believe is just a Tacoma kind of step tandem. Because it's your next two digits after that seem to determine which Tacoma office you get into. Whether you're down 4, 5, or 7 as the first digit doesn't seem to matter, and yet it isn't absorbed. It just all clicks you into the same place. If you dial one of those, 4, 5, or 7, then another 7, then 1, 1, you get directory assistance, even though there's no digit absorbers. Just must be going through a different route. I've noticed that now most of the step prefixes around here, then 1111, it's always busy. Just like 0008 is always busy around Seattle. I just discovered that dialing 2 or 3 is the first digit does exactly the same thing as dialing 6 is the first digit. If you dial 2 or 3, you click into the same place, where if you dial other numbers, you get different prefixes. If you dial 1-1, you get repair service. I didn't think that was true at first because I wasn't getting the repair service. I found out that's because the repair service 1-1 deal is very unreliable and it doesn't work very often. 611 doesn't get repair service any more often than 211 or 311 do. 8 is the first digit, gets you into a line that will ultimately lead you to 833 or 839 in Auburn or other prefixes starting with 8. Like this one is 863, that one goes through. Right now, a payphone number. That the 6 and the 3 were absorbed. Only the 8 is the one that counts. 9 goes into another set of prefixes. 931 gives Boeing in Auburn, which is transferred through the 833 office. Dialing 9-3 gives the same 833 office that dialing 8-3 would give. And dial 931 and get Boeing, 933 will give you 833, 939 will give you 839. However, if you get that same 833 office by dialing 8-3, then you can dial 833 and get 833, 839, 839. If you try dialing 831, it won't give you 931, even though it would from Enumclaw. Recorded Sunday, June 23, 1968. This is Play All Up, 845-9843, Bell System Step. The equipment here is very much like Sumner. About the only big difference is that you can't dial Auburn, so the 8 circuits are different. But 2, 3, and 6 as the first digit go into the same, all go into the same thing, and it seems to be the same thing that 2, 3, and 6 and Sumner went into. 4, 5, and 7 all go into the same thing, and it seems to be the same thing that 4, 5, and 7 went into in Sumner. For example, if I dial 4, 5, or 7, then 7, then 1, 1, I get directory assistance again. Dialing 961 gets the following. it took a little bit of time for me to figure out what she was talking about. She was saying, if calling from off post, do one thing. If calling from on post, do another thing. Because 967-2211 is Fort Lewis, and the 967 is the Fort Lewis Centrix. 967-2211, by the way, reverses. Seems that Fort Lewis also has a 984 prefix, because I just got a recording about that one. No, 984 is McCord Air Force Base, not Fort Lewis. I'm trying to find that recording again so I can record it, but I keep getting reversed on things there. I just lost my last dime. I'll have to use a quarter from now on. 611 for repair service gives something different here than it did in Sumner. I don't know whether it's because I'm here at a later time. It could very well be that, because I know it's around 5:30 or so on Sunday that they switch over to the night repair service. And it might be it's the time that we have Sumner to hear made the transition from day to night repair service, or it might be that this repair service is always different. Anyway, here's what I get here. If I told her yes, she would dial repair service in Seattle for me. She's just a regular operator here. I'll dial that again. Notice away from the last one till the time it starts ringing, and notice that there's a ticking sound in the background. I suspect that there's something sending out dial pulses, dialing a 7-digit number and some other prefix, but I can't hear the dial pulses at all. All I heard is a ticking sound. Recorded Sunday, June 23, 1968. And now in Yakima, GL30842, area code 509. This is Bell System Step. There are two number 5 crossbar offices in Yakima, 966 and 248. 8 gets you into a circuit that has the time, 844 plus a couple of other things. 81 just clicks in and stays quiet. Can't get it to do anything. 87 rings like it's a test board. No one answers. 88 gives it the dial tone for the combination bell speed, test, and ring back number. 89 is very unfriendly. It kind of clicks at you very meanly, then it returns your dime and makes your phone go dead. Anything else gives a special operator, except 844, which gives the time. However, you have to dial 8448 something, something, something. Dial 844, then something other than 8, you'll get a special operator. The official number for time in all of Washington is 844-8900, not 844-1212. You dial 411 for directory assistance. The 4 and the 1 are absorbed, and the last 1 clicks through directly to her. If I try dialing 1 for a toll call, I just get a baby cry. I'll dial the payphone number to give an example of a local call going through. Recorded Sunday, May 19, 1968. And now in Winslow, Washington, 842-8831. This is Bell System Step. I'll dial the payphone number. You dial 9 to get the Seattle tandem. Okay, this is Panel Posting Beautiful. 411 gets directory assistance, but the 4 is absorbed, so you can just plain dial 11 and get that. 611 is repair service. 618 is ring back and dial speed number. 619 gives that thing that goes dead and then sometimes gives a little click after you dial the right combination of two digits. 610 gives the operator, and she seems to be the same payphone operator that you get by dialing plain zero. And yet the 6 of the 610 is not absorbed. The 1 is absorbed, but the 6 isn't. So it should be a different operator, but it's the same one. 614 gives you a dial tone. Sometimes it reverses, sometimes it doesn't. That dial tone is the telephone company business office in Bremerton. You dial 614, get that dial tone, then dial 9. You can out dial line in Bremerton, from which you can dial 1 and then a toll call, and it'll go through. Knock that back to the Bremerton outside line dial tone if you hit the receivers very, very quickly, just a little bit longer than the dial one. The first 614 line you get, if you're the first one in the Winslow to dial it, reverses. The second one, if the first one is kept busy, does not reverse. Only two people in Winslow can dial a 6 number at the same time. If a third person tries dialing 6, they get a fast busy.
This is Peter Pimple, star of the preceding section of the tape, who said, "How could you be Mark Binet if you were listening?" indicating that this section of the tape was recorded Sunday, June 16th, 1968. I now have to go.
They're now in Auburn, Washington, 833-7612. This is Bell System, number 5, crossbar, touch tone. I'm at a home phone. 571 is the ringback number. I'll dial my X number to demonstrate a toll call going through. Nice advantage of having touch tone is this. Recorded Sunday, June 23, 1968. And now in Enumclaw, Washington, 825-99-10. This is Bell System Step. Dialing a 1 immediately gives a special operator. Four one one is information. 412 is repair service. 413 is blank. 414 gives the time if you add 4 digits to it. The reason for that is that the 1 in the middle is absorbed, so 414 is really the same as 44. The time is normally 844, but the 8 is absorbed, so if you dial 844, you get the same thing as if you dial plain 414, and then 4 digits after that, it clicks into the time. 415 gives the phone man who says hello. He also holds your line for a while. 416 gives a special operator. 417 gives the phone man again. 418 doesn't like you. It returns your dime, then the phone goes dead. Nine is the deal that clicks into something, and yet it stays completely blank no matter what you dial after that, except certain combinations of 3 digits after that will make 1 little click. and then anything after that to stage blind. 410 is a special operator. Auburn 833-839 is a local call. The 8 is absorbed, the 3 clicks you through to Auburn, and then you dial the last 5 digits into that. If you dial a 1 into those last 5 digits, then you end up with 931, also in Auburn, which is a Boeing prefix. The 833 office acts as a tandem and switches the call over to the 931 office. I just talked to the phone man on 417 and asked him what 419 does. He said, from the way I described it, it must just be the Enum Claw quiet line. That's a line that a phone man can use when he just wants a quiet line for testing how noisy the line is and things like that. He didn't know why it would make a little click sometimes. He didn't have any idea what 418 does because he wasn't in Enum Claw. He forgot to ask him where. It was probably in Auburn. Recorded Sunday, June 23, 1968.